Vernon Jones, my life was threatened by violent mob of supporters of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. By Christina Wong on August 31, 2020. Georgia House Representative Vernon Jones, DGA. In a video Sunday called the protesters who mobbed him as he was leaving the White House last week a violent mob of supporters of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'm just here just thinking about, and playing over and over again in my mind about what happened when we left the White House after the president had given this great speech on his record and what he had accomplished for this country in the first 4 years and what he wanted to do for America in the next 4 years, only to be met by a violent mob of supporters of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. These were Democrats, Black Lives Matter, Antifa folks. After Jones left the White House Thursday following the last night of the Republican National Convention, which culminated in Trump's speech accepting the Republican presidential nomination and an opera concert, protesters surrounded, pushed against, and shouted obscenities at them. As Jones walked, protesters pushed against him and asked whether he supported Trump. One protester yelled, "Fuck this dude," and prevented them from being able to continue walking. Jones put his arms around his female guest to protect her. "You're effing disgrace," another yelled. Police ordered protesters to move back. "You house NA," another protester yelled. Jones said his life was threatened and slammed the liberal media for calling the protesters peaceful and for not covering their violence. "When I hear that foolishness from the liberal media, that it was mostly peaceful. Where in the hell were they when my life was threatened? And others' lives were threatened?" he asked. He continued. "Why haven't they reached out to me and others, and allowed us to share our experience of the threats that we experienced so the American people can see firsthand what happened? But they won't because they support the Democrats and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris destructing our cities. If this had been the other way around and Biden supporters were attacked by Trump supporters, they would have been all over the network." Jones's remarks come as some Democrats are now trying to portray the violence during protests as coming from Trump supporters, despite video after video showing violent Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters in cities across the country looting, rioting, and attacking police officers. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.